This program is brought to you by P1 Australia, quality racing components, and manufacturers of engine water heaters for midgets, sprints, wingless, and all types of open-wheel dirt track cars. Check out their full range today at p1australia.com.
Thunder Media.
Hi, I'm Jack LeBrock.
Hi, I'm David Reynolds.
Hi, I'm Chaz Mostert,
and you're listening to Inside Supercars.
From the racetracks across Australia, and here's Inside Supercars.
Coming up on this episode of Inside Supercars.
About consistency this weekend, so two qualifyings down already, a race today and another two qualifyings on Saturday, so still all the points are still to play for, but it's been a good Thursday thus far for us.
Dealt pretty well straight away, hopefully they say the same, maybe not, but no, it's been great. I've fit in really well and I've enjoyed working with Andrew. The cars have been to my liking straight up, so it's just about, you know, working together, getting that sort of connectivity between me and Andrew and the team, but so far, so good.
Yeah, slight changes can put you in and out of a window, and you know, P4 was really good, not that far off. He's in the qualifying 20th, having to pass nine cars, not even finishing the 10th, so yeah, really happy with P4.
So sit back and enjoy as Inside Supercars starting now. Welcome back to Inside Supercars. Tony Whitlock, I'm with Anton Di Pasquale after qualifying four. Couple of sessions then, very quick turnaround between them. You've done quite well.
The whole day is really rapid fire, session after session. You can't sort of do much more than some tuning stuff in the session. So, and in between sessions, we don't have much time either. So the car wasn't too bad sort of from the start, which makes the day a little bit easier. So it's all been going okay.
Okay. All right. Now, the difference from last year to this year is that last year you were on a super soft, this year you're on a soft. The track would appear, you know, sort of about the same, but the first session, qualifying session today, it was a dirty track though. You had to wait for it to clean up a bit.
The first round of the first session was a bit off, which I think if I remember correctly, happened last year as well.
Right.
Whatever track entertainment, whatever, leaves a bit of stuff behind, it's fine, bit of compound, yeah. And it comes good pretty quickly. Obviously on the soft tyre, which we haven't used since Gen 2 here, all feels good so far. We'll see, 19 laps, green running is going to be a big test, I think.
Yeah, okay. I mean, obviously the championship years ago when you were a very young lad and you were watching it on telly and going, oh, gee, I'd like to race them one day, it made its, you know, it mark in Australian motorsport as a sprint category. That's what it was, sprint races. The worst thing was when there were three sprint races in a day.
Yeah.
And you'd be getting around trying to talk to drivers in between, and then, oh, was that the second race or the third race?
Yeah.
I can't remember, you know, sorry. But going back to that format with no pit stops, do you like it? Do you mind it? Do you find it, you know, interesting?
Not sure. This is going to be, I think, my first ever supercar race without a pit stop,
oh, okay.
I believe. I think we've always done it ever since I've been in.
Yep.
Not sure. I do like my fuel drop and the 250k races and the longer ones, so I think I'm on the side of longer racing, personally.
Okay.
I like a few stints, you know, you plan out the race,
yeah.
But sprint races are good if you're in a good position still in the race, you know, there's not a lot of time for things to go wrong for you, so I think it depends on your situation, but I like a little bit of strategy in there as well.
All right, well, I hope to catch up with you later on the press conference, if not today, tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Anton Di Pasquale. Welcome back to Inside Supercars. Tony Whitlock, I'm here. It's after two qualifying sessions at Albert Park, and Will Brown, the points leader
yep.
of the 2024 championship. Will, welcome back. Good to have you here.
No, thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's great because you always bring a lot of joy with you when you come, and that's something that is a big part of your contract, you know.
No, it's been a great start of the year. It's easy to be happy when we're running this well, but awesome to have the orange numbers on board. But you know, there's some fast guys out there. My teammate did a stellar job today in qualifying, and we had a good run, so it'll be an interesting arvo.
Okay, tell us, you know, last year you were here on a super soft, and obviously 12 months of development of the car, it obviously feels a lot different. I mean, there's enough things changes aerodynamically. I don't think you've had any engine change to at all, but there's obviously a lot of things have changed from that time to now?
Well, for me, the main change is jumping in a Red Bull Ampol car, you know. Yeah. I think that change in itself is bigger than the changes they've made to the car.
Yep.
Obviously, there's been some aero changes, but it's not dramatic. There's a bit, but yeah, I wouldn't say it's light and day what they've changed. So, it was for me just making the change to the team.
Yeah, okay. And obviously, you know, I mean, Bathurst was somewhere that you know well in the old cars at Erebus. You know, you obviously had a good weekend there and came away with a first and a third.
First and a second.
First
yep.
and a second, sorry. It obviously means that everything here is to your liking. There's nothing here that's jars.
No, not at all. The team do a great job. I've gelled pretty well straight away. Hopefully they say the same. Maybe not, but no, it's been great. I've fit in really well and I've enjoyed working with Andrew. The cars have been to my liking straight up, so... It's just about, you know, working together, getting that sort of connectivity between me and Andrew and the team. But so far, so good.
Yeah. And obviously, life's a bit different because you're not going south, you're going north and you go for a team meeting. And all that works well for you?
Yeah, it's great. I literally drive down the road from Toowoomba to Brisbane, do my team meetings and still get to stay at home in Toowoomba. I really love living in Toowoomba and it's allowed me to do that. So it's been fantastic.
Do you still work in the family car business?
Yeah, still work in the family car business. We're very busy up there and helped run it for the last 8 years since I left school, so I continue to do that.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I didn't realize.
Obviously, Red Bull don't pay me. No, I'm joking.
I'm sure that's not the case. And are you looking at doing anything more this year and outside Red Bull and maybe some GT? Or?
Yeah. When's this going out?
Whenever you want it to.
Well, I think hopefully in the next couple of hours you'll see that I'm racing GT3 with MPC and Brad Schumacher will be joining me for the year. So it's a strong grid and strong lineup with me and Brad in an Audi R8 for the year. So really looking forward to doing a lot of GT.
Have you raced with him before?
No, I haven't raced with Brad. It's something that came about last minute and he's probably one of the best AMs in Australia. So it's going to be a big bonus.
Well, congratulations on all you've achieved so far. I know there's lots more to come. And we look forward to that announcement and we might be putting this out before then.
Perfect, thank you.
Welcome back to Inside Supercars. Tony Whitlock, it's just after the second of the qualifying sessions on Thursday at Albert Park. I'm here with Brock Feeney, who's got a pole and a third.
Third, yeah.
So two in the top three and obviously sprint races, so important to be there.
Yeah, for sure. It's always good when you have a good start to the weekend. It's a pretty busy day for us here, so... To roll out strong and get a pole and a third, it's great. So it's about consistency this weekend. So two qualifyings down already, a race today and another two qualifyings on Saturday. So still all the points are still to play for, but it's been a good Thursday thus far for us.
Okay. As you would well know, the championship was built on sprint races, which is where it started, back in the 90s, and when Crompton was a race driver and not a commentator. This weekend, of course, no pit stops. So that's something you probably haven't experienced before, is it?
No, well, obviously just in Super 2 days, which it's very Super 2-esque this weekend. You know, we don't have the pit set up and everything. But, I'm looking forward to it. It's weird, you know. When I was a Super 2 driver and made the switch, it was all about looking after your tyres for pit stops. Now it's just back to looking after them for one race. So it's interesting. It's a different dynamic this weekend. But look, there's lots of talk about weekends like this. But I love racing here. I love being here. It's an awesome event. So it's great to be a part of.
Yeah, and it's a big track. It's totally different to anything else we race on.
Yeah, and it is. And to be honest, there's plenty of opportunities for passing, etc. It's super wide. It's a European-esque track in Australia, so I really enjoy it. I love it. I hope we can work something out for the future to stay here.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Brock Feeney. We'll look forward to maybe a press conference later today.
I certainly hope so.
Thank you. Welcome back to Inside Supercars. Tony Whitlock. It's after the second of the two qualifying sessions today. I'm with Cam Waters, who took pole for race four of this year's championship. Cam, you were seventh okay in Q3. And then a second bite at it, you came from the clouds and took pole.
It was an interesting qualifying session, to be honest. So the first quali, the track was super dirty from the previous category and kind of caught us off guard a little bit. So I probably didn't maximise that lap, but I know the car was pretty pacey and did a nice clean lap for the next qualies for quali four, and obviously great to get pole.
Okay. Obviously, very different this year because last year you're on the super soft, this year you're on the soft. So it looks like about a 4 or 5 tenths difference in overall time compared to last year. And obviously that's in the tyre just by itself.
Yeah, well, I guess for me, the Mustang last year was quite poor here. So I think we're actually going quicker than we were last year.
Okay.
But maybe the Camaro's going slower. But yeah, like, to be honest, it doesn't feel massively different this year for us at the moment, but obviously we're on a soft, not a super soft, so I think we've, you know, made improvements.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, a year's learning in the cars has made a giant difference.
Yeah.
Do you feel you're driving it differently at this stage?
No, it's like, it's a race car, mate. You drive it to the grip level you got. Yeah. Obviously, with what you change with the car, you influence where that, you know, the grip level is and where, you know, if it's front grip or rear grip or whatever you're chasing. So, you know, we've definitely learned a lot in 12 months and improved it a bit.
And quite obviously there has been a change in the aero and the engine package. And, I mean, I don't expect you to feel it because obviously you've been in a lot of tracks and a lot of time in between, but it obviously is making a difference to it.
Yeah, I think in the off-season they kind of realised that there was an issue with the Mustang aero and it's definitely different with what they've changed, as well as putting more kind of downforce on both cars. So it's definitely better. The car's probably more usable now, and the engine's probably a bit cleaner. And I think, you know, we're definitely closer to the Camaro with the engine now. So yeah, hopefully we can just stop talking about that. But, you know, we need a few more races as well to get a few more data points.
I mean, there's a lot to be said, actually, for going back to the start of this championship. It was sprint races, and then, you know, once a year you get to a 1,000k race, and you were at an early age, you got to do that. But sprint races is what you've been doing, you know, and traditionally the championship was. There must be something rather nice about going back to that.
It's good to have a mix, I think, but yeah. Like this weekend with no pit stops, like, I probably would prefer to have pit stops. I know why we're not and all that stuff, but purely as a race car driver, I think I enjoy the pit stops and a little bit more strategy, and you know, I think it spices it up a little bit. But at the same time, I like when they keep changing it, you know, keeping us on our toes and trying different things.
All right, well, Cam Waters, thank you very much for joining us on Inside Supercars. We look forward to watching these sprint races today.
Thanks, mate.
Welcome back to Inside Supercars. Tony Whitlock, I'm with Mark Winterbottom moments after from Team 18 with his DeWalt Camaro. And what we're talking about now is just he's had a great result in climbing from 20th to 11th, which is terrific. Wonderful bit of driving through the pack. But more importantly, I just wanted to grab him briefly to talk about earlier today we had a pretty awful Q3, but lifted the car from 20th place to, in fact, finish fourth in that Q4 for race four. So tell us about how you lifted the car, because I've just told you just improved everywhere.
Yeah, it was better everywhere. These cars, they're so finicky. Their small changes can put you in a window. And this track's so unique because every little bit you get better in mid-corner, you get better exit. Like, it's just it carries and carries and carries. So when you find a little bit, it looks like a lot. And when you lose a little bit, it looks like a lot. So, yeah, it was a really good lap. Like, I'm pretty honest. And I think the first one, when I was 20th, the lap wasn't great. I wasn't that happy with it. And then the P4 lap, I was really happy with. So, yeah, slight changes can put you in and out of a window. And, you know, P4 was really good. Not that far off pole, you know. Where if we have a good race, you only got to pass one car to be on the podium. So yeah, it's easier than qualifying 20th, having to pass 9 cars today, not even finishing the 10. So yeah, really happy with P4, and hopefully we can use it tomorrow.
All right, Mark. Well, thank you very much. It would be a shame if this track wasn't part of the Supercars Championship, because as you say, it is a unique track. It's so different to every other track we go to.
Yeah, I think this is a massive event. You know, I think there's a lot of corporates here that don't necessarily come to other races that are all here, and, you know, they want their car to do well, and they're very proud people. So this is almost the highest pressure race of the year, I feel, because everyone's here, friends and family, people watch it all around the world. Like, it is a massive event. So, you know, whether we're support categories or pit lane or no garage or rolling around in the dirt, we have to race here, in my opinion. And I love it. Great track, massive event. We have to be here regardless of where we are. So forget all the smoke and noise. You know, I hope we're here for many more years to come, and I hope I'm here for many more years to come, but I hope the category's here. That's, you know, we have to race here. It's a great event.
Thanks, Mark. I look forward to watching you in race four and using that P4 to great effect.
Yeah, bring it on. Ready
Thank
to
you.
Go. Thanks, Mark.
Mark Winterbottom.
Race three at the London Super Sprint, first race of the weekend here at the Supercross Australia Grand Prix. And the man who won the last time we were here last year is on top again, Brock Feeney. Congratulations. 2-3 start of the year, and no doubt a good way to start this weekend, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's been a pretty cool day, to be honest. It's a lot of fun this Thursday. I really do enjoy it. I haven't been back to the truck all day. This is the first time I got out of my suit all day. So it's a lot of fun just driving. It's what we love doing. We've had such a big break. So to come back with such a big day has been a lot of fun. And it's been really solid from the beginning. I mean, practice one was good. And then to top practice two and get a pole was awesome. So no, it's been really good. A 1-2 for the team again, that's 2 out of 3 for the year, so pretty chuffed.
Yeah, no doubt a great start to the year for the team. Talk about the race start, you know, the pretty tight between you and Anton there the first few corners, but what you got ahead of him and people wide there?
Yeah.
Looked pretty smooth sailing for you. What was going through your head those first few, couple of corners?
Yeah, just trying to get off the line good, to be honest, and literally as soon as I took off, I looked and he was right next to me, and then we sort of drove to turn one together, but I just tried to pressure him into turn three, and unfortunately for him, but fortunately for me, he ran a little wide and I snuck through, but from there I just tried to manage the race as best as I could, and obviously it was great. We were getting into second and we could sort of just do a bit of shake and bake and run to the end.
I was going to ask about that. He reeled you in there as you got through the middle stages of the race, but then you stretched it out towards the end. Looked like you might have been holding something back, or what was just the game plan there for you guys?
Yeah, he was getting a little excited in that middle part. we're in a fortunate position out front to try and manage it, and where the opportunities were to pass, we'd try and push. So, had a bit of pace at the end there to try and, well, we did get the fastest lap, which was awesome, but it's the first race of the weekend, had no idea what to expect, so to go out and just run that middle of the race nice and smooth and then put the pace down at the end.
A pretty cool stat, I think you're pretty sure the youngest podium ever in Supercross history across the three of you. You've obviously been at the forefront here for the last couple of years. It really speaks to the way the new generation really arrived. Can you just speak to that and having a bunch of guys that, you know, that you grew up with that now you're racing alongside for racing?
Yeah, no, it's awesome, and to see people giving young drivers a shot, obviously what my team did with myself and then what Groves did with Matty, and it just seems so similar to what I went through 12, 18 months ago. I mean, he wins Adelaide, then comes out and has a great start to the year. So things are pretty similar. And then, see, Will's the old guy here now, so he's actually pushing the age up. But no, it's unreal to think that, 25, 21 and 21, so pretty wild to be sitting up here.
Not many of you can hire a car, but you can drive a race car pretty well, so I think that's pretty impressive. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're looking over to you. Pretty good way to start up a campaign with Triple Eight. You're just out the front over and over and over. Tell me who's talking to you today.
Yeah, it's awesome to start off the year like this. It's been fantastic. Brock's bloody fast, and it's been a great start. But I just got off the line really good. I was able to get into third, and then able to get past Anton after a couple of laps, and then sort of maintain it from there. I could tell Brock was fast. I knew he was going to get going when he wanted to. But overall, really good race for us.
Did you think you could have a crack at him? Is there a real man to get close, or what were you doing?
I'm a race car driver, I wanted to, but I knew when he saw me coming, he was going to go as well. So, it was one of those things. I think it was great to have both Triple Eight cars out in front and be able to get a 1-2. It's awesome for the team.
And like you said, a 1-2, 2-3, like Rob said, already start the year. And it's fun to see you guys laughing and smiling with each other and just the camaraderie that's already shown between the two of you. Can you speak to the bond and the relationship that you guys have had? It looks to be operating really well already.
Yeah, wait till the end of the year. No, no, it's been going great. We got along like a house on fire straight away. It's been really easy. You know, it's been good fun, and that's a big part of, you know, I'm big on, I started out going racing to have fun in go-karts, and I want to continue that. Every weekend I come to the track, I want to have a good time, and a big part of that's having a great teammate. You know, you're with them every weekend, and you've got to work with them well. So it's been a fantastic start of the year. I'm enjoying the whole crew, enjoying the move. It's been fantastic.
Kent has started the weekend a whole lot better between the team, but how's it set you up for the rest of the weekend? It's three more days of racing, a couple of qualifying on Saturday, but it's all important now. There's no more going out and testing and practicing.
Yeah, it's been a great start, and we both qualified well for the next one as well, which is another big race, but it's not easy around here. Qualifying is really difficult to get it right. So for us both to, you know, end up in the top four in both qualies is fantastic. But, you know, we've still got another two qualifyings on Saturday that I think will be... that'll be quite tough. So it's about just putting a consistent weekend together.
Do you get to sleep in tomorrow or just one race?
No, I don't. Not tomorrow, unfortunately. I've got some hot laps to do.
All right, well, on to you as well. We're over to third place finisher. Thanks. Not long ago, you were on the podium yourself for the first time, and I'm sure very nice to be holding a trophy again.
Yeah, it's obviously very nice to be back on the podium. Well, this is actually my first, like, third place. I've only won yet, so it's a bit different, but that's cool. It's good to have good speed in our car and run a relatively-ish clean race. I think it was pretty entertaining on the last lap, but I'll forget about that pretty quickly. So, yeah, it's nice. It's always good to be on the podium. It's good points for the championship and obviously the team's championship with Richie being up there a little bit too. So, yeah, it's good to have speed, but I need to find a little bit more to get past these guys.
It was an action-packed race, especially with the battle that you and Nick had throughout and then obviously what happened in the last morning. Can we just talk through, you know, the different scraps you had and the end of that race there?
Yeah, well, it all started with a pretty average start from myself, so that didn't help me. But yeah, the first like three laps were pretty hectic. Like, I don't know, there was Nick and Chaz were battling, and then I think he turned Chaz. I didn't know if Chaz actually got turned, so I was kind of blinded, and then I got past my Waters, and then I passed Waters back, and then yeah, it was a bit of chaos to be fair. Like, you guys had it easy, if I'm honest. you were boring.
I was just watching this in the rearview mirror as well.
Exactly. But yeah, I had my work cut out for me. But it was good to make those passes on Waters and Percat to get into third with a bit of clear air in front so I could manage the tyres. But even at the end, like, I didn't even really know what happened. I was just driving, and then I got into turn 13, and then I locked up the front, but it wasn't even major. And then it's like my foot slipped off the brake. And then I ended up in the grass, and I was thinking, oh my God, this is going to end really bad. And I was thinking of making a fool of myself. But I knew Nick had the penalty, so I thought if he was faster than me, I wouldn't really have a problem letting him pass. So that was always in the back of my mind. But then when I actually saw him go past me, when I probably should have finished third outright, I was a bit disappointed.
Talking about all the action, the car sliding around throughout the race, throughout the pack, you put that down to dirty surface, considering tyres and guys, you know, attacking at different points. What do you think was going on?
I think it's just the nature of sprint racing. I think people get a lot more amped up, and they know that it's only a short race to make opportunity. And obviously, with there being no pit stops now, probably makes it even more entertaining, I would have thought. So, yeah, it is fun racing. Like, you've got to really put yourself in the right spot to try and make up some spots, and you can easily put yourself in a bad position and lose four or five spots pretty quickly. So yeah, I really like it. It's fun, it gets the adrenaline going, and you're like wired as for most of the race. But yeah, I really like the track here. It's cool to drive. It's actually not even far from my house. I walk here every morning, so it's quite nice. And I do run around here a fair bit, so it's been cool envisioning this race, and now I've got a podium. It's I'm pretty happy.
Very cool. Good way to start the weekend as well, just to finish up with you. Like I said, you got to get to catch these guys. What do you have to do to get
ahead? Yeah, I'm going to try and break a little bit earlier maybe. These guys are seeing some techniques maybe being used by the two Red Bull cars. I might try and implement those tomorrow, I don't know. But yeah, probably got to go through the data and try and find some more speed, make some changes. And it's hard when, you know, you feel like you're at the limit of where your car could be. It's, you got to really make fine adjustments, and it's crucial to make the right one to not put you a step behind. So, yeah, it's always challenging, but that's motor racing.
Very cool. Very nice. Well done. And I'll open it up to the journalists if I have any questions.
Congratulations, guys. Obviously, pretty complete. It's been a pretty perfect start for Triple Eight, but I guess that's sort of the only issue at the moment.
Yeah, look, it's a work in progress. We certainly haven't had unreal starts all year. We'll got a position off the start then, which is good. And look, mine was okay. I ended up back in the lead, which is the main thing. So it's something that we are focusing on quite a bit and working on and continuing to do throughout practice. But yeah, you race not so often, and we're obviously not testing until later in the year, so there's only a limited amount that you can do, but for sure we're putting a focus on that.
For off roaders, the paddock has been a talking point this weekend. For the drivers, what's that like procedurally? Then can you change it all? No pit stops, and then as drivers who are used to being part of the headline, how does it feel to be full support lanes and fourth extremes
now? I think procedurally it's not too bad for us, but you know, we're lucky enough to come racing because of the fans. They put their support behind us, and it'd be great to have them in, have them involved in what we're doing. So to not have the fans here this weekend is really disappointing, I think. And for us, we enjoy it. We enjoy having them there and involved in it. And I think, it would have been good. So hopefully next year they can get more involved.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty cool. I've only done it once, but I really enjoy coming back to this Grand Prix track, and to race with the F1, I think that's pretty special. I really am glad Supercars do all they can to get us on the support card for these guys, because it really is an ultra awesome weekend. There's so many people that come and watch, but yeah, like Will said, it's our sports are really, really fan based, and you know, that's probably what is cool about Supercars, is the fans get to come up so close to the cars and see the drivers like literally right there. So yeah, it probably does take away from it a little bit, but I always enjoy this thing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously talk about how much we can pull in, just have a look at how many fans are here today, to be honest. I think it's pretty unreal how many people turn up on a Thursday of a, you know, it's a normal week, it's not a public holiday, anything like that. So massive kudos to everyone that has turned up today, because it's unreal to see so many people here and that we can draw a crowd at an event like this. So lots of F1 shirts, but still lots of Supercars people supporting us. So it's unreal. I really love racing here. It's a lot of fun. Look, today's certainly our big day, but just to race here on the weekend is going to be a lot of fun. Look, things aren't perfect where we are. We'd obviously like to be in pit lane, but that's not the case. But so be it. We'll go out and race and have some fun in front of 450,000 people across the weekend. I think that's pretty cool.
So Will, it sounded like in that race on the radio you were talking about, you know, when you could actually have a bracket at Brock at one point. So it sounds like you're not completely free to race with each other, but what is actually the policy in terms of the way you think about each other on the track?
Have we got a policy? Like, is there written down dot points or something? I'm not sure. But no, I'm new to the team. They've done a fantastic job over the last, you know, oh, it would have been 15 years of having two fast drivers and two fast cars. So they've got to manage this. And sometimes you're the winner and sometimes you're the loser. And I think Brock was really fast then. And you know, at the end of the day, he wants to conserve to make sure that he's fast at the end. And he did a fantastic job of that. I would have done the exact same in his position. So that was great. But the race car driver in me wants to have a crack, obviously, and have a race. But no, it was good. It's awesome that Triple Eight got the 1-2. I'm not disappointed in any way at all. I'm quite happy with the outcome. But it's one of those things.
Brock, you're on the side of that first team in the Sunday race at Bathurst. So what is it? Are you free to race? Are you free to race sometimes? You're not free to race.
Yeah, obviously Bathurst was a little different, because once I found out I had the penalty, there was no reason for me to hold up Will in that scenario. But it's always, it's a great thing to have this as a talking point. Obviously me and Shane went through it last year with racing a lot, but look, the big thing's been clear and open about it. We were talking quite a lot on that radio throughout the race just to see what was happening. But
I could see Will was pretty fast. Every time he'd try and get to my rear bar, I'd try and do a good lap time and try and break that and just show that I did have some good speed there. So, look, the team's doing a great job. I'm sure we're going to have plenty of times where, you know, Will's on the other side of the fence, I'm on the other side of the fence. But at the end of the day, they're not, you know, we are racing. But we got to make sure we're ahead of everyone else before we go into a full battle.
And you were one of the blokes that had a bit of an excursion to Nate during the day. There seemed to be a lot of those today. Is there something that's changed that makes that corner particularly challenging or what?
No, not so much. I mean, I think last year there was quite a few people that went in at that corner as well. I know Shane. I think there was quite a few there over the weekend. But, yeah, I don't want to give away too many secrets, but it is a challenging corner, especially, you know, not in a quali sim. It's a challenging corner. It's not those high speed corners around here, and you know, it seemed easy, especially in F1 car, but in a supercar it's moving around quite a lot. I just made a little mistake and I tried to get out of it, but it was a little too late. So it's cool. I like the corners where it's not just flat, you know, it's a bit of a challenge.
Do you feel much difference in the aero here?
Yeah, I think I can feel more stability, I think, through that high-speed section compared to last. Like, we went out in that first session last year and we were scared. Like, we were crapping ourselves. It was scary through there. This year's a lot more stable. Obviously, we're a long way further forward with the cars, but for sure, I feel like it's a little bit more stable through there this year.
Any others? One. Sorry, just one more, guys.
Well, can I just ask, with the pressure you had on Brock, did you call off towards the end of the race? Because Matt wasn't that far behind you. Was that tyres going, or did you decide, okay, I'm just going to give Brock the space and bring some harm?
Yeah, I actually I wasn't fast enough, but I tried going for the fastest lap at the end there. It's pretty embarrassing when you don't get it. I went for it at the end. So I dropped off, tried cooling down my tyres and going for it. And I think Brock got it by like a tenth and a half over me, you know, and it was towards the end of the race. So, I did drop off there to try and get those points. But, Brock did an awesome job.
Thank you.
Inside Supercars is produced by Thunder Media. Tune in next time for more. Or lock in the podcast on your iTunes or mobile device. Search Inside Supercars. The views expressed on Inside Supercars, including the panelists and guests, do not reflect the views of the network, Thunder Media or Sport Radio. Any publication or rebroadcast of the show without the expressed written permission of Thunder Media is strictly prohibited. Join in the conversation, post your thoughts on our Facebook page, and to ask a question, email insiders@sportradio.com.au.
This program is brought to you by P1 Australia, quality racing components, home of Black TI, bolts, kingpins, studs, and torsion stops. Check out their full range today at p1australia.com.